You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Leslie Ishii, Artistic Director at Perseverance Theater. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
And Allison Holtkamp, a performer in the upcoming production of White Rabbit, Red Rabbit. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, both of you. So I've been reading quite a bit about this play, and I'm still having some trouble imagining how it's going to look on the stage or on the screen, as the case may be. So Leslie, let's start with you. Can you give us a little bit of background about this playwright, first of all? Because I feel like his story is kind of the story of this play.
Yes, Nassim Soleimanpour is this amazing Iranian playwright and had a dream. I don't want to say too much because I might give something away, and that's the mystique about the show, right? And we have our guest here, Allison Holtkamp, who will be performing. So I got to be really careful about what I say. But Nassim had a dream, and it's based on that. And what I can also share is Nassim had a really clever vision for the show, in that the performer literally opens the envelope there. This play's been produced live, but now they have gone to the trouble, the wonderful creative process of development for Zoom. So it's been adapted for Zoom. So you will actually see the play ripped open, the envelope ripped open, and like Allison, we'll take it out, and that's the first time they're seeing it. So it's like opening night every night. There's no director. There's no rehearsal. You're getting to get to know your actor, these beloved actors we've seen in our community, our superstars in our community. You'll see a new side of them because you're going to get to see how they actually get to approach a work on the spot. Because usually you come to the theater and see them having rehearsed for a good month and, you know, many hours. Everything is all planned and designed and curated for you. In this moment, we hold space for them to be at their best, literally on their toes, and with a brand new cold reading. And just know the play's written and designed for that. And by the end, like I said, I can't say anything, but by the end, it adds up why that is, why this all has to be have this unknown factor to it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Allison, you're one of the actors. And also, from what I understand, it'll be a different actor each time, and the audience can perhaps join in as well. So how are you preparing?
You know what I'm doing? I'm probably preparing the most for this play that I've ever prepared for, because the biggest preparation for this play is no preparation. So, like, I'm supposed to be completely surprised. So anything I know about this play, I'm literally learning right now from Leslie. Like, oh, he had a dream, and that's what the play is based on. And I'll hear little things here and there. Like, the event on Facebook said, this play is groundbreaking, or like zany. And I'm like, oh, interesting. It's zany. That's so fascinating. But normally in any kind of play that I'm in, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to Google it. I got to read the play, number one. And the biggest preparation that we have is literally knowing nothing. It would ruin it if I knew anything about it. The only thing I know is that 2 days before the show, I will get a delivery from Perseverance Theater, a sealed envelope. And I perform on Sunday. So that happens on Friday, where I get the envelope. Saturday, I have a really quick tech rehearsal so they can, like, make sure I'm in the right place in my house and we have lighting. I was also told that I need someone else there for something, like an assistant, you know. So I asked my husband, he's like, well, what do you need me for? I'm like, I don't know. And we had this little back and forth. He's like, what's this play? I'm like, I really don't know. That's the whole point. And then on Sunday, I'm going to, I guess, log on to Zoom, open the play, pull out the script, and perform. Wow. And so it's like, it's kind of like every actor's nightmare and also every actor's dream, because it's not a huge time commitment. I don't have to be like, oh, I have a whole month of rehearsal. I was really stoked when I was asked, and I'm like, hang on, everything's going to happen at once. And then at the end, it may be the craziest experience of my life, because we're going to get rehearsal, we're going to get the play, we're going to get performance, all happening at the same time. So I'm terrified and excited.
I am terrified for you.
I've done more preparation for this Zoom interview than I will do for the Zoom play.
So I know that on when it's on the stage, there's audience participation, or there can be. It's an unknown. There's some pretty wild stories out there about how audience has gotten involved. So Leslie, how will that work for this play as it's happening on Zoom?
Yes, excellent question. First of all, I have to tell you, because we're on radio, I'm going to describe, I am grinning from ear to ear, trying to hold back because I'm seeing that, you know, Allison describe her lack of preparation and terrified but excited. And I'm like, oh, I'm excited. Makes me excited. What's unique and wonderful for our audiences to know is it will be on Zoom. So you will be sent a Zoom link. If you go on to ptalaska.org and buy your ticket, you'll be sent then a confirmation email. And it will require you have your camera on, as well as I think your mic will be off unless otherwise instructed. And then the chat function, there'll be times when you might be invited to join the chat function, like you do on Zoom. A lot of folks will type in the chat area, right? So we're using, the playwright has adapted this for Zoom, utilizing what we have to offer in the Zoom platform. So that's what's also exciting, an interesting way to communicate and interact perhaps with the audience.
Wow. And I will see, I'm learning more about the play.
I know, we shouldn't have told her. And I'm guessing that, I mean, the play runs for multiple nights. I'm guessing you won't be allowed to watch each other's performances, right? You won't be able to watch some of the other actors if they perform before you?
I'm not planning on it.
Okay.
Because I want to have that, I want to kind of be a part of the experience.
Yeah.
I haven't been told explicitly, don't watch, you know, like they haven't said, don't watch them. I mean, I'm lucky that I'm third rather than last, so I can watch the people after me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Man, I just don't even know what to expect. Do you have any, what would the audience expect?
Well, I think the audience can expect absolutely this opportunity to lean in because everything is so fresh. I know for me, that's been my experience of it, is it made me go, knowing that, like say, Allison's reading it fresh for the first time, knowing there's all this unknown about it. Like you said, a lot of times you can read it and you can read about the play. You can read the play. You can do that research or have seen the production before. But what's interesting about this play is it's been translated in many languages all over the world. And I'll just share this. There have been performers that are well known that have done this play, and they're really good about not talking about it, so that the mystery around it remains. And I'll just share with my audience that I had the great honor and fortune, because I do have the email and had a relationship in the when I was living out of LA, I talked with George Takei about it.
Wow.
And George Takei has already done it. And so I wanted to know from George, what exactly can I expect as an artistic director? And that was a great conversation. That was fun. I can't talk about that now, maybe after the run, but just know some really well-known people, really like Allison, one of our superstars, has embraced this opportunity to take a risk as an artist. And that's, I think, what's riveting. So for the audience, it's really beautiful. You'll lean in knowing all of this is happening for the first time, literally, do you know? And so we're excited about that. And we're so excited that KTOO is our sponsor and our sponsor for the spring, because you all are leaning in with us. We're so grateful. Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful relationship. I always like having you guys on, although this interview has been a little bit challenging because there's so much we can't talk about.
It's like 15 minutes of dead air. It's like, what is it? What is it? What is it? Tune in this weekend and next, and you will find out.
Well, I'm intrigued. Exactly. I'm intrigued. I'm not going to be able to help myself. Well, I have to check it out. Tell me how I can see it.
Excellent. Of course, go to ptalaska.org, and you're going to find out that Martin Sensmar, a total, oh my gosh, a superstar in Magnificent Seven and Westworld will be opening this Friday. Then Frank Henry Cascatas and Allison on Sunday. So each day, like I said, a different artist. Allison, it's a superstar weekend. Are you kidding? And I know I'm going to be watching every day because it's going to be a new show every time. Enrico Bravo will come on board the next weekend. Ellen D. Williams from How I Met Your Mother and Rebecca George, who's an amazing artist with Fairbanks Shakespeare, our very own Ben Brown. And this is another colleague, a friend of mine, Tia Carrere will also be appearing the following weekend. And Jesse Oliva, who you all might know from Perseverance Theater, had been an actor in previous shows and other seasons, who's now on the board of our Perseverance, like as Allison is. And then another superstar, Erica Lee, who will also be coming on board as a member of Theater Alaska. And if you watch that night, that's May 1st, a percentage of the proceeds will go to Theater Alaska. So we wanted to make sure we were supporting and lifting up that new organization in our community. And then our very own Frank Delaney, our managing director, will be our closing show. So it's just this great roster of huge talent. Folks we know will handle situations like this. They just have the talent, the chutzpah for it. And we're just very excited about this lineup.
Well, that's a great hook. And one thing I've loved about this online season is still seeing all the familiar faces like Allison's and Erica's and everyone else that, and Enrique, who, you know, doesn't live in Juneau anymore, as far as I know. But ladies, I wish we had more time to talk about White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, but I think that we've said enough and we've hooked the audience in. And I just hope that it's a great experience for you. Thanks so much for coming on to talk about it.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley. Always a pleasure.